someone may get the throne and someone may be part of the royal family. But who is to get what? In that also there is great secrecy. The one who is always seated on the heart throne of the Father in a very natural and easy way and constantly at Sangam Yoga, not sometimes seated but constantly seated, and also who is seated right from the beginning and remains seated till the end. Who not even in his dreams in his thoughts, pavitrata ke vrat mein, sada rahe, weakens in his promise of purity, that is the one who is always strong in his promise of purity, not even in his dreams, has impurity touched him. Only such elevated souls are constantly on the heart, only such souls are eligible for the throne.
Jani subject me.
Those who have taken good marks in all the four subjects, that is, have passed with good numbers from the beginning till the end. Only they will be called pass with honors. If someone has lost some of his marks in between, but then makes up later on, then too he will be not of that category. So it's not the one who makes up for his loss, but the one who right from the beginning does or passes in all the four subjects according to the liking of the Father, only He can claim the throne. Along with that,
Brahmana Sansarke Sarvake Pyare Sarvake,
the one who is liked by everyone in the Brahmin world, the one who helps everyone. And also each one in the Brahmin family respects that one from within. Only such a one who is who gets this respect is worthy of claiming the throne. But if he lacks in anything, but if he lacks in any of these, then he will come number-wise in the royal family, or he can come number-wise in the royal family, maybe in the royal family of the first throne or the eighth throne, or maybe even in Silver Age. So, if you wish to claim the throne, then you have to check all the things mentioned.